Hello, hello, hello. Davey Portman here for Poison Rana. You found us wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. We are not live today on youtube.com/@PoisonRanaPod, but we're doing a little road diary entries today for our show as we are on the way to London, Ontario for Collision. Yes, this card. But we just had to make the trip. You know, such matches as Thunder Rosa versus Lady Frost, Kyle O'Reilly in action, The Righteous, The Infantry. We couldn't miss this one, guys. We had to make the trip. Brayden is making the trip separately. He's with his friend Shane right now, probably just about to leave the BDE on their trip. You'll be hearing from them in just a little bit, I think. But I'm here with my main man, Trav, and the Grizzler, Graham, that's what we call him, as he's driving us to London, Ontario. My first time in London, the real London, I guess, in Canada. Graham.
The first London,
yes. What do I have to expect from London, Ontario? What am I looking forward to here?
Definitely looking forward to the prison brewery, as in the Labatt Brewery.
Okay. I don't know. We have lavatories in Toronto as well.
It's a nice college town.
Okay.
The Budweiser Gardens more recently been kind of upgraded in the past 10 years. I saw an NXT event there about 5-6 years ago, and maybe a few more than that now, but they can fill it in pretty nicely. So I'm excited to see what everything looks like inside the Bud Gardens.
Awesome. Trav, have you ever been to London?
Not since I was like 21, but...
So you must be stoked. You're excited, right?
Woo! Very soon.
It is WrestleMania week. We're kind of already in the holiday mode. Graham, who's driving us, I'll actually be sitting with for Mania night one and two. We secured our night two tickets just last week. Quite a bit happening in wrestling this week. We had the beatdown of Cody Rhodes from The Rock that we talked about on our show Up Next, that you can find every Tuesday on the Post Wrestling Network. And then we had some more matches set last night on SmackDown. It looks like we're having Dragon Lee and Rey. Rey announcing him as the newest member of the LWO. I was pretty sure he was already in it, but whatever. Against Dom and who was the other guy? Santos, that's right. So that was good. We've got Jade making her debut. I thought she looked pretty good. Like,
she looks great,
right? Yeah. So I know people have been criticizing like the 7 months away, but I don't know, her power bomb looked better than anything I saw her ever do in AEW. Obviously it was a quick just like beat down, but I thought she looked fantastic. So
I think she looked great.
Absolutely, yeah. We know where Graham's going with that. But yeah, the six women, Damage Control against Bianca, Jade, and Naomi looks like to be happening. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, we're going to just be dropping, kind of compiling these little road diaries as we keep you updated on our trip today. This is the plan for Mania Week. We're going to be releasing on the Patreon lots of little diaries, not all wrestling related. I'm sure we're going to be doing our Philly cheesesteak reviews and just our thoughts of Philly and the city and the shows we're going to. Like, we're heading to Tribute to the Extreme on the Friday night, which I think is going to be very fun. Brayden's hitting up a DDT show. We've got NXT Stand and Deliver, which I think we'll be bringing to you our review of that on Sunday morning. And then, as announced Rewinder Dynamite this week, we will be doing a meetup for all our friends, all our listeners, at Drinker's Pub. It does what it says on the tin. You drink there. Some quite cheap eats there as well, by the looks of things. We will be there. Drinker's Pub, just search it into Google, from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. in Philadelphia for all of you listeners who will be in Philly WrestleMania weekend on the Sunday. We would love to see you there. And then it's like a quick transit or Uber to the venue. Plenty of time to get there and sit down in your seats before the show starts. So yes, there's that. There is Dickie advertising some new deals over at Chopped Tees. He's doing a bit of a multiplier, I believe. So every kind of shirt you buy, it reduces the cost. Free shipping as always. I'm in a car right now, so I don't have the info right in front of me, but we'll try to plug that again later in the show. We've just released our review of WrestleMania 15, the last WrestleMania to take place from Philadelphia, the 25th anniversary we just had, actually. So you can listen to that on our Patreon. Sign up for just $5, patreon.com/poisonrana. Great chat talking about all the terrible booking, Russo swerves, Austin Rock won. Mankind, Big Show, Hell in a Cell with the Boss Man, the hanging of the Boss Man, and Brawl for All, Butterbean knocking out Bart Gunn in just 35 seconds. Really fun show to talk about, diving back into some 1999 WWF. But that's it. I'm hoping, if he's able to, that we'll get a little diary entry from Braden right now. If not, this segue is completely wrong. But lovely chatting to you, and we'll chat in just a second. Bye.
Hello. Braden Harrington here for Poison Rana on the road, and somewhere on this very road, Davey Portman is in another car with some buddies, and maybe you've heard him already. Maybe you're hearing me first, but I'm in the car right now with my boy, Shane Smith. Hello, sir.
What up? What up?
Limitless himself. I'm in a car with my friend who's got no legs, and somehow he's the designated driver today. How are you doing?
I'm good. I wouldn't trust you to be the driver.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm already inebriated. No, I'm just kidding. We are in the car en route to London, the real London, Ontario, Canada, as, we just left Toronto. It's about a 2-hour drive, I'd say. And we're going to AEW Collision, AEW making their debut in this market at the formerly known as the John Labatt Center. Now it's the Budweiser? Yeah, something like that. So we're going to London. We're going to hit up Richmond Row. Relive some old memories.
Memories, baby.
Right?
It's been a minute, London.
And we're going to have some fun. But yeah, we'll probably record a few of these on our way. And Davey and I will be doing a whole ton of these in Philly for WrestleMania. Shout out this new mic I got. I bought the Onyx Go from Mackie, and I think we sound pretty good with this thing. So listen for more road reviews in the future. But yeah, we're on the highway. We're going to go to Collision, and then we planned this a while ago, Shane, that we were all going to go to this show. And then the finalized card came out this week. And how excited are you?
Oh, you know what? It's going to be a good evening, you know, hanging out with the boys, seeing some friends, and having a little bit of parties later. So I'm excited. It's going to be a good night.
I'm more excited about just hanging out and going back to see some bars that we used to go to quite a lot. Molly Bloom's?
Apparently, they don't do karaoke anymore, so I'm a little disappointed.
No, they do karaoke, not on Saturdays, okay. And that's when we're here tonight, which unfortunately is, yeah, we've done some karaoke. We've stolen the show a few times.
Once or twice. Made some friends.
yep. College town here in London, Ontario. So, I'm excited. We're going to see, Katsuyori Shibata live for some reason. He has to come to London, Ontario. Imagine he just thinks he's going to London and then he realizes, wait a second.
This is not where I parked my car. Yeah.
So we got, Lady Frost on the show. What's your favorite Lady Frost match or moment?
I don't know that I have one.
I don't think you know who Lady Frost is.
I don't. Yeah.
I think the Sean Dean's team, he's the soldier guy. You don't know who that is either.
I don't.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's pretty much AEW Collision tonight. Oh, Brian.
Adam Copeland will be there.
The Cope Open. Yeah. Open. Yeah. Who do we think the Cope Open? His opponent is. It's London. Is it? It's Canada. Who do we got?
I was thinking maybe we get Ethan Page on the show.
Okay. Yeah, that could work. Somewhat Hamilton, you know, London.
Yeah, it's not too far. That was my kind of thought.
It would be amazing if it was Kyle O'Reilly. I just don't think we're at that part yet. Oh, police reported it.
Maybe if we were in, Vancouver, maybe it would be Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think who's of London. Who's that guy? Cody Deaner is with TNA. I think he's a London, Ontario guy. There's a few actually. I forget who was actually London. Yeah. They had a few. Yeah. Tyson Dukes.
Yeah. Could be Tyson Dukes. Yeah. I don't know.
Be a few Canadian superstars showing up. PCO. No, that Montreal. Maybe that's too far, but, we're gonna drive through here, through to London, and then we're going to check out Richmond Row. Maybe we'll check out Solid Golds. Maybe
we'll check. I don't know what that is. I've never been.
Maybe we'll, no one Google that. you know, the old one in London used to be, had the worst name, The Beef. That's a terrible name for a strip club, The Beef. Or is it a good name for a strip club? I'm not sure, but, yeah. So, what's your hype for WrestleMania this year, Shane? Because just in a few days, we will be back in this car driving to Philly.
I'm a big Cody guy. I would love to see Cody finish the story. That's going to be a fun one. You know, name the Rock back, Hollywood Rock almost, you know, bring me back to my childhood. So that whole, event is going to be just fantastic. I'm really excited to see what they do with that storyline.
We got our tickets together. We're sitting together for night one. So we're going to watch The Rock. You've been to a Mania before.
I have. I actually was up in a skybox at Mania 18 watching Rock and Hogan with Shane McMahon.
Davey would be very, very jealous of that huge Shane McMahon fan there. But damn. We're almost there. No, I'm just... Sorry, I distracted you.
It's all right.
Drive safe, please, wherever you are, if you're listening to this in a car. I'm pretty hyped for WrestleMania. We're also going to be hitting up some other shows, but to see, like, the spectacle, you've been a longtime fan, and, like, what's your take? Because for a little bit there, maybe, like, 3 to 5 years ago, you were kind of checked out a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely checked out for a little bit. But WrestleMania is WrestleMania, right? Like, I'd always watch, no matter how checked out I was, I'd always watch Rumble every year. I'd always watch SummerSlam every year. And I'd always watch Mania every year. So to be going to my second Mania, I'm pumped. The atmosphere is always fantastic. It's more than just a show, right? Mania is almost like a little lifestyle. So it's going to be a great night.
Yes, absolutely. As we try to tell our GPS to shut up, she sounded nice. Oh, are you using Waze? Is that the best app to use for
drive? I may or may not drive a little over the speed limit at times. Okay. And Waze will tell me when police are around.
So right.
I like to use
very it. Smooth. Yes. I'm super excited for WrestleMania. I'm super excited about everything going on, but I think we'll leave it at that. For right now, we will continue this drive to London and we'll meet up with Davey and friends. And then, on our way back or after the show tonight, we'll give some thoughts on our live collision experience here in London, Ontario. So thank you, everybody. And, stay tuned
and stay safe.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Braden and Davey here in London, Ontario. And we have been wandering the streets of London. Your first time here?
First time here. It looks quite different from my London, but
a bit nicer.
Yeah, beautiful, stunning. It's glorious. It is raining here, to be fair, which is very London-esque. But yeah, we went to Boggan. First, our Airbnb is beautiful.
It's very, very nice.
Yeah, so very high up. It's a lot of stairs, which is good because we're climbing the CN Tower very soon. Go look at the... at the Post Wrestling World Wildlife Fund link to somewhere. I don't know. We're in a bar, right?
Save the fucking animals.
Yeah, donate to us. We're climbing the tower again.
Yes. We traveled here. You guys drove in with Graham, who's sitting next to me, who is, shocker, have had way too much already. He's going to have a great time watching Lady Frost tonight. But we made it here in London, and then we went bar hopping a little bit. We went to Toboggan. You had a flight of beer, and then what did you eat?
Oh man, I had this, it was called the Bacon Bomb Burger, and it was brisket pork wrapped in a like sugar bacon weave and like in a bun with cheddar and stuff. It was heavy. I was expecting like one patty, it was two, it was huge, but it was good.
Yeah. Sometimes you never expect two patties in life, but you just got to go with it. But it was good.
Nice.
I'm excited for barbecue season. I think we could like make something like that. I trust your skills. We got a Shock Top incoming here. We're next door to the John Labatt Center, the Budweiser Gardens here in London. And we're drinking a Shock Top. Someone's got a moose head. We're very Canadian here on Poison Rana. And we've been wandering the streets, like we said. We're about to go to Collision. And so far, we're having a good time.
Yeah, our friend just ordered soft fish tacos, and we're trying to work out is it the shell that is soft? Is it the fish that's soft? And how soft is this fish?
Yes.
Do they mean it's like grilled fish, like it's not fried, or just it's just real soft?
Yes. Let us know what your favorite fish taco in the world is. Reply to this show. Let us know at Poison Rana Pod, the best fish taco you've ever had in your entire life. And I'm not making a dirty joke. I just want to know where you've had it.
And do you like your fish soft or hard?
All right. You made it dirty, I guess. So we're in this other bar now. We've wandered around and we've made it to Oliver Twist.
It's called Olive R. Twist.
Because we're in London.
We're next to the Covent Garden Market, apparently.
How wild is it? You finally, like, your whole life, you thought you were in the real London.
Hey, when my mum last came here, I took her to Stratford, which is just completely modeled after Stratford in the UK. She's like, she's traveled all this way to go to a replica city of that home.
The home of Bieber, okay?
Come and William Shakespeare, two poets, right? Look at that.
Yeah, one's better than the other. You can leave that to yourself to decide. But we're in London, and we're going to watch some wrestling, and maybe we'll check back in. But so far, Trav has had a moose head. Graham has had too many. Mark, our new friend here, Mark, longtime listener of the show.
Yes, and I'm about to enjoy these Asian soft fish tacos.
Mark has told us that he is a Taekwondo-like teacher. What's the best way? What's the best way to describe?
Coach, I guess.
Coach. Yeah.
Less formal.
So we could start a fight with anyone, and you got our back.
Needs our replacement for Sam.
Yeah, Sam's not in here, but we got you.
I'll just slap him with an Asian soft fish taco.
But now entering the chat is Jesse from the Six, who's just literally walked into the table here. How are you, Jesse?
Cold.
Cold? It's not that cold out.
I parked too far from here, and I don't have a jacket.
That's more of a you problem, I guess. Yeah,
he's
yeah. So. Thank you everyone for listening. And, we're going to do more of these road diaries for Mania. I got this new mic and so far it's working pretty well. So
yeah, I just want to get a little survey from the table before we leave. Guys, I just want to ask something. Who's winning tonight? Thunder Rosa or Lady Frost?
Yeah, I have no clue. We're not winning.
Oh, no idea. Lady Frost or Thunder Rosa tonight?
Ooh, 60 minute time limit draw.
Wow. Graham.
You're going to have to agree with that one. So 60 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to go Broadway.
Awesome. I'll go with the people, the crowd, the Collision Cowboys. All right. See you later, guys.
Chip Cheerio. What?
Wait,
what?
Cheerio? Chip, chip. No, Pip, Pip Cheerio.
You did it too.
You threw me. Toodle Pip.
Incredible. I love it.
Hello, we're at the Budweiser Gardens. What the John Candy Center? What did you call it?
The John Labatt Center.
John Labatt. Oh, Labatt, not so good. Not as good. But yeah, we are here. We just saw Collision. Actually, you know, we were pretty down on the card beforehand, but London showed up tonight, and I thought it was a really fun show and a really fun crowd.
Yeah, I feel like for a wrestling crowd, I've been in this venue for many a SmackDowns, possibly house shows, live events, and I felt like maybe there was, you know, around 4,000 people, but the people here were dedicated to everything going on, which was really appreciated.
What was interesting is we were going around London beforehand, and it was actually a bit of a ghost town, and we go to a bar at about 7:30, And the lady working was like, oh, are you here for the wrestling? Oh, you're late. This place is packed. And yeah, everyone showed up for the tapings beforehand, which, you know, the show's been to recently, Toronto and stuff. It's like half full for the pre-taping or whatever. But apparently this whole venue was like pretty packed for the pre-taping. So yeah, they were definitely like up for some wrestling tonight.
Yeah, talking to some people, they were here from the get-go, and it was, hopefully that Ring of Honor, the crowd might sound pretty into whatever the show. We missed it. We got here just in time to start Collision, and we're going to go try to catch the taping of Rampage that was kind of just thrown at everybody here. They just announced, I kind of was saw online yesterday, but now the crowd were like, oh, so some people left, but I'm sure there's people here to see Malachi and Daniels and stuff. But yeah, pretty fun show. And I'd say it was a pretty good turnout considering this is, you know, not greatly advertised and still like a following a crowd. And Tony Khan has already said they're going to come back. So,
yeah. So I think we'll give more thoughts on Collision and Rampage after. We're going to pop in now to watch Malachi versus Christopher Daniels. But before we go, Shane, how are the nachos at Budweiser Garden?
A little stale, but delicious.
Stale but delicious.
Cool. Update on the soft fish. They were soft tacos.
Soft shell tacos. The fish was pretty hard.
Yeah. And I don't know if I've ever fallen asleep with my eyes open before, but somehow I came awake and I was like, oh yeah, Shabbat is here. And that was great. So we're here.
Braden genuinely asked me, is that Jeff Hardy? Because he woke up when Vincent did a swanton bomb. Anyway, we'll leave it at that. Ta-ra. We're leaving Budweiser Gardens. We saw a little bit of Rampage, but who are we kidding? We're still butthurt from a couple of years ago in Toronto.
Never watching a Rampage live again.
Yeah, at least the whole thing. But you know what? We had Christopher Daniels, Malachi Black. That was all right. And we saw London Lightning for the first time ever.
London Lightning in the home of the London Knights. It was fantastic.
Yeah, everyone gave him a good reception. Just a local lad, TK, came out after, gave him a big hug. And
London Lightning's all elite.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe. But yeah, we had a fun time. I think the show was better than we kind of thought it was. We've seen some bars in London. We're jumping around.
Richmond Row in London is where we are going. I've talked to you about this row, and then you told me you got an Airbnb. I'm like, hey, I'll meet you at your Airbnb today. Where'd you go? And you sent me the address. I'm like, it's on Richmond.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking dummy. Like, I know where to look.
Know where to party.
Yeah, exactly. So we are just heading back quickly to the Airbnb now, and then going to see what...
Shane's telling our friend Shane in the wheelchair has almost got kidnapped today by a strange man, and he's telling everyone about it behind us now. I tried to explain earlier. Yeah. It was a very strange man who just had a weird obsession or gaze to our friend. Happens often.
And he wanted to kidnap him?
Just, I got that vibe, so I stepped in. But yeah.
All right. Well, so thank you for listening to Poison Rana. As I said, patreon.com/poisonrana. We just released our WrestleMania 15 review.
Yes. We definitely had a good time. Oh, we see an AEW truck driving in front of us. Yeah. None of those people were at the show tonight, though. So no Ospreay. But, yeah, we had a fun time here at London, and it was a good time. We had a fun time, and we're going to be doing a lot of wrestling next week, and we're going to be doing more of these road diaries and such. But at Poison Rana Pod, Twitter, Instagram, go give us a follow if you haven't already. Patreon.com/PoisonRana. It's $5, and it will help us buy beer.
Yeah, beer, espresso martinis.
I didn't get that Jager Bomb, and that's probably why I fell. Did I fall asleep again?
Oh, yeah. Check out our Instagram stories as well, because Brayden was having a one. What were you dreaming about, Brayden?
What was the match I would just watch?
It was Roderick Strong versus London Lightning.
No, I watched that match.
No. Oh, you saw some of it.
No, I watched the whole thing.
No.
Wait, I'm a big fan of Lady Frost now. Her gimmick should just be Mr. Freeze puns from Batman and Robin.
I mean, it pretty much is.
Yeah, yeah. Except she's cuter, but... Yeah.
Cuter than Ani?
Yeah, maybe not, but still pretty cute. But yeah, anyways, we're on Richmond again, and we're going to go find some bars and some pubs, and we'll be back. Happy Easter, or whatever it is you celebrate, or if not, happy chocolate day. Buy chocolate the day after. And Tuesday night, join us after NXT for Up Next on the post feed, because we're going to do some WrestleMania previews and everything. So love you, fine people, and take care.
Let's go, Richmond!
So we're in the car driving back from London, Ontario to Tirana.
Yeah, we made the mistake of uploading this yesterday after a couple of bevvies and, you know, like, had bits repeating, and we didn't even really finish the story. There's me thinking it's Sunday all day, but figured it would make sense to have, you know, the hangover, the after bit, the drive back, and talk about our night. We didn't really go much into Collision, but we did enjoy it.
Yeah, I really loved seeing Jeff Hardy and the Wyatt family wrestle. Wait, who are wrestling in that match?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we said this or not, but Brayden definitely woke up and was like, wait, is that Jeff Hardy as Vincent's hitting a Swanton Bomb? He was like Gandalf. He was sleeping with his eyes open at times during that show. It was very bizarre. But we got Edge, Matt Cardona, which I thought was pretty fun.
Edgehead, yeah. I'm pretty sure we talked a bit about how I'm pretty sure I've seen the Edgeheads in that venue when they used that gimmick. So to see them kind of wrestle all these years later was pretty fun. And I think it popped the crowd.
Oh, absolutely. And Cardona put on his Instagram that this is a match that's actually never happened.
Yeah.
And it was a dream match of his that kind of, they kept missing each other. Edge retired, came back to WWE, same time as Zack Ryder got fired. And finally they've been able to like make it work. But I definitely think that that got the crowd kind of hyped for the rest of the show. And I thought the actual wrestling was pretty good. We mentioned, I think, the like potential Ricky Starks injury, seeing that they maybe switched the end of that match. And then we stuck around for a bit of Rampage and went out to enjoy our night in London, Ontario.
Yeah. Shout out to all the new and old friends that we got to meet up and some people that said hello to us. Always appreciate the love here, Canada country. But yeah, then we walked around. We went to Richmond Row, which is this street of just like college bars. So London, Ontario is a college town.
Isn't he Ivar's old partner?
Who?
Richmond Row.
Richmond Row. Oh, right.
Hanson and Richmond Row.
So you had the Airbnb that I wasn't even going to stay. And then I just decided, yeah, it makes more sense.
I kind of thought that was going to happen.
And then we went out. We went uptown. There on the strip.
Yeah, went to Jack's. I felt like a kid again. It was great. $3.75 drinks. Like, what? Canadian. Yeah.
We were a little older for the crowd there, but there was still the party going. I felt like American Pie, but like the later versions when it's like the reunion and they go back to like the bars and it's like, oh, like it's a lot of...
We're old now.
Yeah, there's younger people here now. So we went to a few different places, and then Molly Bloom's, another bar I used to go to quite often for karaoke and music and stuff, and they had a band that was pretty fun to hear some songs.
Yeah, some live music to end the night. It was packed, really busy. So, but yeah, had a couple of Guinness in there, and
yeah, we definitely had a lot of drinks, and then the songs were going, and then we were dancing around and having some good times. Yeah, it was like for Easter weekend, it wasn't as crazy as I usually have seen this little town get wild. So at least we got into places.
Still busy though. Like the last bar certainly was pretty full. There were still lineups at other places.
Yeah.
But yeah, to be honest, I wouldn't have wanted it much busier than that. It was nice to be able to hop around and get into spots. We then needed to get some food in us. And well, our wonderful driver / ticket organizer for this event now has a bit of a nickname, and it's Two Shawarmas.
So we really needed a shawarma, and we went to the shawarma place after the bars and the clubs, and it was busy everywhere. And we all got some food. We're all in line.
So Graham and I are front of the line. So we order our food, and we're like, we'll wait outside while the other three are getting their food. So we go outside, and there's a convenience store on the corner. So we're like, all right, well, let's go in there. Let's get some bottles of water. I think Graham picked up some beef jerky as well. And then we go back to meet the other guys. And Graham is like, what the fuck? You're ordering without me? And joins the back of the line.
And we're like, wait, no. Graham, you already ordered. You're like, you already got your food.
He's like, nah. Gets another shawarma.
Mind you, this is like 2:30 in the morning.
Reach into his plastic bag from the convenience store and it's like, well, what's this then?
Yeah, at first I was like, wait, no, Graham, you got your shawarma. Like, you were ahead of us. It's in your bag. And he was so adamant that
why would I buy a shawarma?
And then you're like, no. And then you reached into the bag and pulled it out and you're like, it's right fucking here. So then he had two shawarmas. So then by the time we got back to your Airbnb, he's now onto the second one, but then he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. He like came to a glimpse of coming to your senses. You were a straight goblin. And then you're like, just take this. So I'm like, yeah, I'll eat it. So I start eating the rest of it. And then as soon as I finish it, you look around, you're like, yo, where's my second shawarma? I'm like, dude, I just ate it. And then this morning you come downstairs, you're like rummaging through your things. You're like, where's my second shawarma? I'm like, I ate it. It was pretty good though. So
fun times.
Love shawarma.
Yeah. It was a fun night. I'd be down for another little trip like this. You know, we went to North Carolina the other week. We're on the way to Philly, some of us New York as well, in just the next few days. Brayden, you've already finished work, I believe.
Yeah, I'm off now, baby. It's a week off.
Got a couple of shifts left. Need to finish finalizing things for the WrestleMania watch party, which is sold out. Thank you to all of those who got tickets. But yeah, had a good time in London.
Yes, very fun time. We got to take in what the city has to offer. And yeah. We'll come back if Tony Khan made it sound like he wants to do another show there. So
I mean, I would. The crowd was great. Like, if they can pull a crowd like that again, and I'm sure that came across well on TV. Certainly, Collision especially has suffered some of these TV tapings just being incredibly quiet.
I mean, like, to be fair, he could have promoted it with like, and you could have got a bit more people in there because, again, I have been there for like SmackDowns like years ago where that would be completely a full arena. They still had the upper bowl part like taped off.
Like, I liked having Cardona as a surprise, but I think you could have like maybe made it a bigger deal that Adam Copeland was having his open challenge. Like, it was kind of just advertised as a graphic. I think you could have made, as soon as that Toronto show finished, like promo off air being like, and I'm gonna do my first defense, and try and make it out like we've actually got someone kind of cool like in our pocket for it.
I feel like we're spoiled, so like, to us, we've seen all these characters on TV in person because we've been to so many shows, but for some people here, these, like, whether it's people, families, people around our age, this could be the first time they're seeing some of these characters. So like, they loved even having the Acclaimed come out to like cut a promo just because they could see them.
Absolutely. So, we're getting Jay White, Billy Gunn on Wednesday, I think.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, Jay White is not allowed in Canada, apparently, is why he wasn't on the show.
Really?
The past few weeks. Something about a visa issue with Canada.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Those
New Zealanders.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna leave London. We're going to go back home.
Speaking of New Zealanders, I did mention at the top of the show about our favorite New Zealander, Dickie Bird, has got some beautiful offers coming up tomorrow, April 1st. And if you are from New Zealand, as of tomorrow, April 1st, free shipping. And now free shipping to the entire European Union. But you can get up to 40% off with all these multiplier bonuses. Basically, the more you order, the bigger the discount. And it starts April 1st, 1 p.m. until April 9th, at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And these are the best offers ChopTees has delivered so far. So if you want all the information, go to chop-tees.com/offers.
Yes, and check out some of the stuff we have up there. Help us buy a beer in Philly by buying some of our Philly-inspired merch. And check out the hats as well. Our driver right now is wearing the new Poison Rana snapback with the side plates. Our hat's got side plates now, baby. So we have a few of our friends wearing these to the shows all the time now, and we look like a whole squad. So go get your hats. I know the hat people are out there. So finally, hats that are looking good. So check out all the stuff at chop-tees.com. And yes, so many sales going on, all the post-wrestling stuff, all the Poison Rana stuff and beyond. Sino and B got some new merch up there with that new logo as well. That looks pretty sweet. So much stuff going up there on the chop-tees.com.
Absolutely. And next week, it won't be usual programming for us on the Patreon. We will be doing our last up next show before Stan and Deliver. But obviously, with us going to Philly, we have different kind of ideas going on next week. We're going to be doing a lot more of these road diaries, our thoughts about different events we've been to. Obviously, the big ones, WrestleMania, Stand and Deliver. We're going to the Tribute to the Extreme. Braden's going to DDT show. We'll try and get like little quick sound bites with other people. So give us a follow on all the socials so you know when we're dropping new stuff, and turn on your notifications on these podcasts as well.
Yeah, absolutely. At Poison Rana Pod, Twitter, Instagram, because follow Instagram if you use it, because we post a lot of stories on there when we're getting up to different shenanigans and going to all the different shows. And if you kind of liked what you heard here, we do a lot of these road diaries on the Patreon as well. So we'll do a bit of a crossover, do some on the free feed here, but on the Patreon, we'll be dropping like at random ass times. So we'll be looking forward to that and having friends on, and hopefully Graham will be in better shape than he was this morning, because right before we got in the car, he projectile vomited out his entire first shawarma and popcorn.
I don't think he wanted you to say that by the looks of things. Yes. Also, next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. to 4:30, if you are going to WrestleMania, if you are in the Philadelphia area, come to Drinkers Pub to hang out with us. And yeah, be a lot of fun. All your favorite Post and Poison Rana family will be there. So come and have a drink with us. Say hello. Be lovely to meet you.
Yes, I've already got some messages of some people that are going to be making their way. So I'm very excited to meet a lot of our listeners, a lot of our friends, and some people for the first time. But please come hang out if you're free on the Sunday before WrestleMania, night two. John, Way, Davey, myself, and the whole lot will be there. Sino, B, Brandon from New Jersey, maybe, Dickie Bird, the whole crazy crew will be there. So
Our man Neil. Jordan Goodman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's going to be Fire Frank.
Yeah.
Test your might. Test your knowledge against Fire Frank. The title will not be defended, but, card subject to change.
Yeah, he is the Roman Reigns of the Poison Rana world.
So we got a lot going on with the next week or so, and we're very excited. So follow along our journeys and patreon.com/poisonrana. It's $5 and it goes a very long way. We are small time content creators, and this is what we do, and we're gonna be buying some drinks and some fun stuff going to all this wrestling, and I'm hyped.
Yeah, and follow our cheesesteak review diaries, which I'm hoping to do as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening. A bit of a different one this week. We will dive a lot more fully into the WWE stuff on up next with previewing WrestleMania on Tuesday night.
Yes, please join us after NXT for the Go Home Show of Stand and Deliver Tuesday night after NXT on the post feed. We'll be going live on up next. We'll give all the predictions for WrestleMania and all the last hype before we get ready for our trip. And maybe, just maybe, we can talk about how one of Davey's ex-girlfriends is a complete criminal.
I think that's a Patreon exclusive, but we'll leave it there. Take care, guys.
Goodbye. Take care and be safe.
Ahoy!
Poison Rana.